Canto 23. Just as the bird that in the branches sings, branches she loves, the source of her delight, the nest of her sweet brood with flightless wings, where she has sat in vigil through the night that hides things from us, stays put till time brings the moment, blessed if only for their sake, when on the open spray she'll once more see their longed-for looks and find the food to make them grow, the work she welcomes heartily, singing with all her wishes wide awake until dawn breaks. Just so my lady stood, erect, alert, and turned towards that part, the zenith, where the sun slows. Thus I could see the suspense and longing in her heart, and I became as one moved by desire, hope satisfied. But the interval was short between expectancy and the first fire that set the sky alight beyond all thought. First clear, then bright, then blazing. Beatrice said, "Behold the hosts of Christ in triumph. Hail the blessed, the fruit that has been harvested from all the wheeling spheres which never fail to give the striving soul its just reward." It seemed to me her face was all in flame, her eyes too full of gladness to afford my words the chance to give her joy a name. As in clear nights that show us the full moon, Diana smiles among the nymphs that dance forever, always decking, late and soon, the sky through all its depths, just so my glance was drawn beyond a thousand lamps to meet a sun which kindled all of them the way ours does, with every pinpoint that might meet our eyes when we look up at the display of stars, and streaming through the living light, the vital substance which is Christ was more than my eyes, for it was so very bright, could bear. Ah, Beatrice, more now than before, my dear sweet guide! What overwhelms you now, she said, is power beyond all defense. Here is the might and wisdom that knew how to open up the roads through the immense distance dividing heaven from the earth, an age-old dream. As fire breaks from a cloud, swelling until it seeks a path for birth and falls towards the ground, although endowed not with that nature, my mind, at that feast grown greater, left itself. And what became of it, it can't recall now in the least. "Open your eyes, and see me not in name, but as I am," she said. "You've gained the strength from what you've seen to bear my smile." As he, awaking from a dream, may seek at length in vain to recollect it, so with me, hearing this invitation. All the past is in a book, and how my thanks were great can never now, from this day to the last, be blotted out. Such was my blessed state, if all the tongues that Polyhymnia and her muse sisters fed with milk so sweet should sound to aid me now, I would by far, a thousandfold, fall short of means to meet the truth in singing of the holy smile, and how that smile lit up the holy face, and so to picture heaven in fit style, this sacred poem, as one leaps the place that breaks one's path, must cease a little while to match the facts. But he who gives due heed to this theme's weight, the human shoulder frail that's burdened with it like a trembling reed, will blame me less if I appear to fail. No easy passage for a little bark. This is a sea a daring prow must cleave, steered by a pilot who would make his mark with no thought for his comfort, no reprieve. "Why does my face beguile you?" Beatrice said. "So much you do not turn towards the fair garden that flowers in the sun rays shed by Christ. You'll find his mother Mary there, the sacred rose, the holy word made flesh. There are the lilies, the apostles who gave out the fragrance that made sweet and fresh the good path. This is what you're coming to." She spoke, and I, so keen for her advice, struggled to fix my eyelids on the task, weak though they were. But it was worth the price. As I once saw a field of flowers bask in sunlight streaming through a broken cloud, saw them with shaded eyes, so now I saw whole hosts of splendor, crowd on sainted crowd, flash in the brilliant light that seemed to pour from on high, though I couldn't see its source. Ah, gracious might that sets your stamp upon them all, You climbed to grant scope by your force to eyes that had no strength for you. As on the very greatest of those fires I gazed, Mary, I mean, the name of that fair flower which I invoke each morning to be praised, and in the evening, too, took all the power of my mind to behold it as it blazed, and when I pictured the intense extent and quality of that star in my eyes, the star surpassing all those who were sent to be up there, as she in worldly guise surpassed all those below, I saw a brand descend the sky, and once it had come down, draw circles which I came to understand as being in the likeness of a crown spun for her lovely head. Down here below, whatever melody, though it be sweet enough to draw the soul into its flow, and drown there with all earthly dreams complete, would seem, compared to that lyre's perfect sound, like thunder in the clouds. But why compare? This was the melody with which was crowned the sapphire that made sapphire all the air, the bright blue sky. I spin angelic love around the joy supreme, sang Gabriel, which breathes from that womb seeded from above that sheltered what we all desired so well, both men and angels. And this I will do, Lady of Heaven, till you reach your Son, ascending in his path until you too are in the highest sphere. This will be done. And so the circling song came to a close, and all the other lights sang out as one the name of Mary. Then, as she arose, the royal cloak, the primum mobile, the sphere that burns the most of any sphere that spins around the world, was far away, so far its inner rim did not appear to my sight even yet, which is to say, the breath of God and his works, far from near, seemed nowhere, so I could not follow her with my eyes as she soared towards the seed. Her light-crowned flame had left us where we were. Just as an infant, having slaked its need for milk, still stretches out its little arms to mother, while its inner impulse flares to outward flame in its beseeching palms, so these white radiant beings reached above themselves with all their fire, and it was plain to me how each one felt the deepest love for Mary, as they sang the sweet refrain, Regina Coeli, Queen of Heaven. So sweet was their song that it is with me still, as always. Ah, how great the goodly store in these rich gatherers! They had the will to sow the seed when they were here before, and there they live in all the wealth they earned, rejoicing in it, everything they won with tears in their long exile, where they spurned the gold of Babylon. Under the sun of God and Mary, Peter reigns in all the triumph of his victory. The school of all the saints whose names we might recall from either testament approves his rule, of which the keys to glory are the sign. His office is eternal and divine.